Do you want to find solutions on how to make decisions faster, how to solve problems with your teams, or define a clear strategy that resonates with your staff and customers? There is a workshop for that. Hello there, I'm Nati Ravez, founder of La Workshoppeuse. I'm a collaboration consultant and workshop facilitator, member of an amazing workshopper community. In this podcast, I meet them to get the best advice on facilitation, and I let leaders and managers speak to understand the challenges they are facing. Welcome to the show. Bonjour, here we go. The first episode of There's a Workshop for That. I'm super excited since until a month ago, I didn't know this podcast was coming. But I also have to say that a lot has happened in the last few months for me. I've been on a program that has changed my plans and perspectives, and I've taken a completely new path out of my comfort zone. This program is the Workshopper Master, initiated by AgentSmart, a digital product design studio based in Berlin. Big names in the industry such as Lego, Google, and Twitter turn to AgentSmart when they need help with product design, strategy, and training. Since AgentSmart realized how powerful facilitation and workshops are, how many companies' challenges can be addressed and solved through these methods, they decided to launch a program to train future facilitators, or what they call workshoppers. And I decided to participate in this program. And 2 days ago, I got my Workshopper Master certification. So I'm very happy to start right now. Later in this episode, you can listen to a short interview with Jonathan Courtney, CEO of AgentSmart, recording on the last day of the retreat they organized in Italy last summer. I was there. It was an absolutely game changer for me to meet and connect with 50 workshoppers from all over the world for 4 days of networking, workshops, meetings with international renowned speakers such as Michael Lewick, one of the specialists and author of the books about design thinking, or David J.P. Phillips, the most known business storytelling experts in the world. The podcast will be dedicated to workshopping, but what is workshopping? Workshopping is an umbrella term for the tools, systems, processes, tactics, and skills that help groups collaborate more effectively and enjoyably. And in the next episodes, I interview experts from this field, since I'm part of an incredible community with consultant, UX designer, facilitation business owner, or in-house facilitator of companies which have understand the impact of having facilitation in collaborative work. I will also interview leaders and managers from companies to understand what are the challenges and to discuss with them how we can help to make decisions faster, to solve problems, to have more engagement from their teams. But for this first episode, I would like to introduce myself and my journey to facilitation. My name is Nati Ravez. I'm French, as you can hear, and I've been living and working in Germany for over 20 years. I would like to briefly go back to my origins, which of course had an influence on the life I've built for myself personally, but also professionally. I come from the Atlantic coast, where I grew up in a large family, as I am the oldest of 5 children. And at home, Saturdays were dedicated to shopping. And to meet everyone's needs and desires, my mother made lists on Friday evenings of what to buy with a system of notes and lists. As the budget was tight, but she still wanted to give each child a little thing, she had a color-coded system of labels to record what she had brought for each child over the last weeks and what she would bring on the next trip to the supermarket. This system has always stayed with me, and whether it was choosing gifts for my friends or dispatch tasks with my teams, I too used systems of notes, colors, and lists to visualize what I had given or what I had to do or to dispatch. This visualization system has helped me for a long time to have an overview, and I have understood in the last few months how essential it is to visualize and not only record a huge amount of information, since we remember for most of the time only 30% of what we hear, for example, in meetings at work. So I close this little parenthesis, which has nevertheless marked my way of acting and working thereafter. I started my career at the headquarters of a German telecommunication company in Paris, and I continued my career by moving to Germany in the same company where I was product manager. Afterwards, I became a project manager and remained so for almost 15 years. I had the chance to work in different branches, from an institute for the European Commission to the machine industry in Germany, where I worked for a company specialized in packaging machines for the biggest names in the pharmaceutical and cosmetic industry. I realized 2 years ago that what I liked the most about my job was leading multidisciplinary teams and working with my customers. The technical part, honestly, or the pure controlling of project, was not necessarily what I liked the most. What motivated me was to bring together a group of people with different views, perspectives, languages, and backgrounds. For example, engineers, technicians, people working in the purchasing department, to bring them as a group together with a single goal, the success of the project and the satisfaction of the client. So, 2020, I wanted to get out of the technical part, out of pure project management, and I changed my course by applying for a position as an in-house consultant in a German service group in the field of facility management. What excited me the most about this new job was the possibility of designing and doing workshops with groups. But in this period of COVID, I admit that workshops were rare, but I still discovered my passion for helping groups to make decisions, improve their processes, and rely on knowledge to find solutions to recurring problems. For purely personal reasons, including the fact that my 20-year-old daughter was leaving home to study, I decided in the spring of this year to set up my own business in order to fulfill a wish I had for many years, that of working of my own pace, from anywhere, which would allow me, among other things, to travel, but also to work with several companies, some of which I had already worked with in the past, as well as other French, German, or international companies, and to become an expert in workshop facilitation. The only final hurdle I had was that I thought it would be difficult to work with companies as an outsider without knowing the teams, the processes, or even the company sector. Since then, I had been following the work of Agent Smart for many years and had purchased the workshop playbook, which allowed me to run workshops with teams struggling to solve the problems that were holding them back. Coincidentally, the first day after leaving my last employer, I received a video describing the workshop master program I mentioned earlier. After a call with a member of Agent Smart, I decided to invest in myself to learn these methods, which would enable me to design and deliver workshops with my future clients, regardless on their industry. Thus began my new adventure as a facilitator. Let's be honest, in this phase of change, digital transformation, and the exchange of large and fast-moving information, the challenges are the same everywhere. I have seen them throughout my career. Learning to collect information, to lead teams to decide on the challenges to focus on, to energize their creativity to find solutions and to take the essential step of making decisions to clarify the next actions to be taken, this is what the HN Smart program has given me. Beyond all this knowledge, I was part of an incredible community and could interact with others who had different backgrounds but were passionate about changing outdated ways of working. In the middle of the summer, I found out that there were still places to sign up for a retreat in an amazing working village in Italy, where 50 of my workshop mates were going to meet up for 4-day summer camp on facilitation. It was nothing like a conference where there are so many people that you can't really connect. No, it was much more personal, much more rewarding. I had taken an audio recorder with me with the sole idea of being able to record some of the conversation or workshops. But on the spot, I spontaneously decided to do some interviews because each of us has our own past, different clients, each of us specialize in different themes or develops our own techniques. That's how this podcast was born, whose name, by the way, was found by Lynn, a Norwegian workshop facilitator who works in the fields of education. So thank you, Lynn, for that. As a result of various conversations at the retreat, I also decided to travel differently than I had originally planned. So from January 2023, I will be traveling to meet workshoppers in their countries, to co-facilitate workshops with their clients, and to learn different techniques and ways of working, and to feed this podcast, which I hope will have a growing audience. Here is the story behind this podcast. That's it. Future episodes will not be dedicated to me. I will remain the moderator and leave the place to my colleagues to talk about facilitation, workshops, design thinking, liberating structures, gamifications in workshop, and so on, and to leaders and managers to discuss together the challenges they are facing. To finish this first episode, I will let some of my colleagues, whom I interviewed by the pool in Italy, talk about their takeaways from the retreat. And also, as I said, Jonathan Courtney, this one from HN Smart, who will reveal his first impressions on the last day of the retreat. Feel free to click the bell to subscribe this podcast on your player. You can also follow me on LinkedIn for more information on facilitation and workshops. Hello, so we are sitting at the pool. It's day two of the Workshop of Retreat 2022, organized by HN Smart in Italy. And I'm here with five of the best facilitators in the world. And I would like to know from them what was the best thing they will take away from this retreat. So we will start with Audrey. Hello, Audrey.
Hey, Natty. How's it going?
I'm good. So we are talking in English together, but actually you are French.
Yes, from Bordeaux, just like you. So yeah, my takeaway from the retreat, my best moment, definitely the people. Like that has been the highlight, like meeting all of the workshoppers. It's incredible, like learning the different stories, different industries, different paths, and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm, you know, removing my sleep so I can spend more time out with this fox. So yeah, I really enjoy meeting people.
Thank you. So we have also Rob from the US. Rob, what will you take away from this? 3 days in Italy, above the lunch and the nice food.
Well, I'm going to steal a little bit from Audrey, and the people here have been really inspiring. And I think my biggest takeaway is that there's a pretty great network of really very highly capable professionals out there who are all working in similar ways, but on very different stuff. And it's awesome to know that we have a giant team out there working on cool things.
Then we have Thais. It was very nice to meeting you. You are a musician like I am. But
What is your favorite things you will take away from this retreat?
I think not to rehash, but again, also the people. And I think one of the key takeaways, there are a lot, but like owning your career and getting that more clear. I think that's been by meeting the people, talking how they create their career. You can get so much learnings of that, how you can apply that to your own career. I think that's one of the key takeaways for me, owning your career.
Sandy, you have your feet in the cold water because it's so hot outside. So what is the things you will take it and say, well, it was unique?
No, I think this is like a 3-day long version of the things that we always say we cannot recreate when meeting online, like these little talks here and there. And here it's like 3 days long in a beautiful location with very interesting people and a lot of different perspectives, but with a shared passion.
That's true. Katrin, you are my roommate, so we had a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. What was your best time here? What will you miss when you will leave the place?
The reason why I came here was to meet the people that I have been talking to for a long time. And this is the thing, the main reason that I love about this place is the people and how kind everyone is. It's very empowering and it's very, it makes me emotional too.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And see you on the web, I guess. Maybe during my traveling, I will see you.
Wait, what is your key takeaway?
My key takeaway
is
also the beautiful people here from everywhere in the world talking the same language when it comes to bring people together and to work together. So this is what I will take away from here. And to see that there are people out there that are working like I am or thinking like I am and valuable. So this is what I will take away from you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We do think you're valuable.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Nati.
Thanks
Bye.
For having us on your Thank podcast. You.
If you'd like to join me for a podcast episode or discuss the challenges you face at work and how I can help, book a free call or send me an email. All the contact information is in the show notes. And now we end up strong with the interview of Jonathan.
Hello there.
Hello there, Nati.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Who are you, John?
I'm Jonathan from AJ and Smart.
Oh my God.
Oh!
I'm such a big fan.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sorry if I sound a little bit stupid, but I'm very... We're at the end of day two of the workshop or retreat, and my brain is very fried.
But only that the listeners know who you are. Maybe there are some kind of person who don't know who you are.
Okay. Should I tell them?
Yeah, please.
Okay, hi. I am Jonathan. I am the CEO of a company called AJ and Smart, and we are a consulting company that helps big companies to solve complex product problems. So we work with companies like Lego, McKinsey, Google, Twitter, and we also have another business within the business, which is called Workshopper. And at Workshopper, we teach people how to become facilitators, basically, who can help companies run meetings better. I'm from Ireland originally.
But the company's in Berlin?
The company is based in Berlin, yes.
So, and I have the chance to be part of one of the first workshop program, I guess. It started last year.
Yeah, the Workshopper Master Program.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started November 2020.
I had 1 year to decide if I go for this, and it's like, wow, blowing my mind. So what do you give in this program? What is the little keys you give in this program to become one of the best facilitator in the world?
Well, the Workshopper Master Program teaches you the fundamentals, the principles, like the first principles of facilitation and running workshops. So it's not focused on individual recipes. It's not focused on you know, design thinking or design sprints or business model canvas. It gives you all of the underlying principles you need to run any type of workshop for any type of team at any type of company. Yeah. So it's kind of like a universal operating system for running workshops.
Yeah, and tools that you can use each time, actually. Yes. And that teach you to improvise in case something is going different than you plan it.
Yeah, you don't need to, you know, learning workshop recipes is very valuable. But it also can, if you only learn workshop recipes and something changes in a workshop, then you're in trouble.
You decided to do such an event this week. So we are like 55 workshop and masters from the program from all over the world. It's such a valuable community. I'm one of these and I'm so thankful for that. So you, with your team, you are not an event agency.
No, you definitely not.
You made such a week with speakers, with workshops, with a lot of time to get networking with each other in a beautiful place in the village. How was it for you? And the last question will be, what is coming next?
So I think this was the reason we did this event is not because we like to run events or not because we want to be an events company. It's because we believe that, or we had the belief that bringing people physically together, the most ambitious people in our community physically together, would result in a lot of things we can't even guess yet.
Yeah.
I think that the future famous workshoppers and famous recipe creators, the next Jake Knapp, the next business model canvas, I think they will be invented by the community that was at this event.
Yeah.
And the only way I think that we could do it was by doing it together in person in a location where we were isolated from everyone else. And I think there's going to be lifelong friendships made here, businesses started. And yeah, this is a new niche. This facilitation and workshopping thing is a new niche. And even though we basically reluctantly put on this event because we knew, okay, we have to do it.
Yeah.
If we are the company that's sort of the center of the community, it's like almost like our duty to do it. And how do I feel at the end of it? I feel very tired. I'm recording this probably 10 minutes after the last talk just ended.
Yeah.
And I feel very tired. And honestly, I need to assess how I feel tomorrow at about 11 a.m. when everybody is getting picked up on the buses. Then I will really think about how do I actually feel about it. I think there were some really great... I actually honestly don't even know yet.
Yeah.
I'm so tired, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Like me and my team have been, you know, getting up at 7 a.m., going to bed at 3, 4 a.m. every night since Monday. And so we're all just like, oh my God. I think that it was very special. I think we saw a lot of amazing moments over the last few days. We saw a lot of like emotional moments. We saw a lot of amazing, joyful moments. And I think these things you can never, never create digitally.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So thank you for that. Thank you for doing that, because I can say that it will be a community now stronger after this event.
I hope so. Yeah.
And that you give the energy to spread this out. So thank you for that. And
thank you for interviewing me and for putting the effort into also interviewing the other people at this event, and so that they can get their voices out there as well. And I think that it is the next big podcasts and facilitation, the next big books, I think they are coming from this community, and we shouldn't wait for people out there to do that. So I think it's great that you're doing it.
Yeah, thank you. And have a very nice evening, even if it's...
Oh yeah, it looks like it's going to get quite rainy soon.
But it will not stop us.
No, definitely not.
Never.
No!
Bye!
Thank you, Nati. Thank you so much!
If you enjoyed this episode and want to give your feedback, I'd love to read your comments. In the next episode, I welcome Andra Stefanescu. We'll talk about why 80% of innovation projects fail and how to solve some of the challenges. And we'll also talk about gamification in workshops. So stay tuned. And until then, I wish you success, health, and happiness. Au revoir.